A fight over his parenting.
She came screaming in my ear, "Oh, I'm so sick of you. You're not a man. You don't take care of your son. You let him do whatever." She just hit me 3 times in my face. Boom, boom, boom.
But did he treat her like a child?
He's very controlling. He thinks he's like my father.
Nobody controls you. You have no fear. You certainly have no fear of me. And if he was smart, you would.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Shanika Marks is suing her ex-boyfriend, Caleb Jackson, for the value of furniture they purchased together. Shanika says Caleb kept the furniture when they broke up.
Order. All rise.
Yes, yeah, case number 21 on the calendar in the matter of Marks versus Jackson.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Ms. Marks, your cause of action has 2 parts. One, you claim that Mr. Jackson filed a false protective order against you. And 2, that while you were together, you purchased some furniture together. And when you separated, Mr. Jackson said he would pay you back for the part of the furniture that you participated in financially, and he never did. So let's first get some boundaries. You lived together from when to when?
We met about in August of 2011, and we stayed together till February 26th of 2012.
Is that when you lived together?
Oh, actually, no. I moved in 2 months, like, later after August. We started dating for a little bit, and then I moved in, like, 2 months later.
And when did you purchase the furniture?
We purchased the furniture in February 2012, the beginning of February 2012.
How much did you put in for the furniture?
$1,041.89, to be exact.
And what about you, Mr. Jackson? How much did you contribute for the furniture?
I put in basically half what the furniture costs.
Well, would half be the $1,041?
I would say the total of the furniture was like $1,900.
So let's say the furniture was $2,000, you put in $1,000, she put in $1,000.
Yes.
Fine. And then you separated in February. There was an altercation, is that right?
Yes, this past February.
Did Miss Marks take any of the furniture?
No.
Do you have the furniture?
Yes.
Did you give her any money for the furniture?
Yes, I gave her $400 when she was moving
out. When did you give her $400?
The day after. The day after she was arrested for the domestic violence, she got out of jail the next day, came over to my house.
He's lying, Your Honor.
Listen, if you interrupt him again, I'm going to throw you out. Now, do you understand? I said it nicely once again.
My neighbor was helping me move her stuff. He was there when I gave her the $400.
Where did you get the $400 from?
I got it out of my bank account with the credit union.
You took out the money on what date?
The 26th of February.
And you took the money out for what purpose?
To pay her.
Well, had you had a discussion with her about the furniture and about the money?
Yes, I told her that I have the furniture, so since I have it, and I know you don't have really nowhere to go and take the furniture because we wouldn't have, I will give you your half on it, and I will keep the furniture.
Well, her half isn't $400. Her half is $1,000.
I understand that, Judge. I told her I would give her $4 now and give her the rest later. That's what our agreement was.
Did you ever give her the rest?
Not yet.
So then at least you owe her $600 for the furniture, correct?
Correct.
All right. Do you have proof of the $400, sir? I'd like to see it. Thank you.
I highlighted it.
Thank you.
And, Your Honor, I want to know if the date matches what he's saying. And then I also have proof that he sent me text messages saying that he owes me for the furniture.
Oh, well, I'd like to see your text message. Yes, and yes, the date matches.
Because he sent me these text messages on April 13th.
Oh, well, why would you send her, sir? If you say you gave her this $400, why would you send her a text message that said that you would pay her $1,041?
No, it wasn't that I said I paid $1,000. I said the balance, take away the $400, and I owe you the balance.
Your Honor, if you
no,
look
you
at the text
half
messages,
of the
never mentioned the $400 at
just
all.
Just a second.
Okay.
You want to show this to Mr. Jackson, please?
Also, he said he took out the... Okay.
No, I never sent this. I didn't send this.
Your Honor, yes, he did. He was trying to get back with me, and he sent those text messages saying that he know he's he owes me for the furniture. He also stated that...
But just a second. Mr. Jackson, I just want to look over your answer for a moment, sir, what you swore to, because you acknowledged before that you still owed her money for the furniture.
Right, minus the $400. I acknowledge.
No, no, no. You acknowledged that you owed her still $600 for the furniture, if I believe that you gave her $400. But in this, you say she showed up later that day to get her things. She wanted some furniture, but she had no place to keep it. I gave her $400, and we agreed that I would keep everything.
Right. Everything that we went half on, I was keeping it. I was paying her half that she
no,
paid.
No, well, that's not what you said. You said I gave her $400 and agreed that I would keep everything. That suggests to me that for $400, she agreed to leave you the furniture. You didn't say here, but I still owe her six.
No, that was just our verbal agreement.
Your Honor, he's making
that was our verbal
false
agreement.
Actually, that's all the way
okay.
False.
Got it. Now let's get to the other part of your case, which may be a little more difficult for you this month.
Yeah.
Now that we've gotten to know each other just a little bit.
Okay.
He had you arrested for domestic violence.
Yes, he did.
And part of your claim is for having you falsely arrested for domestic
That's
violence.
That's correct.
So, Mr. Jackson, I want you to tell me the date of the incident and why you called the police.
It was on February the 26th, Sunday evening. I was going to be leaving to go and play poker. I play poker with some friends.
Well, let's preface it. According to your answer and your complaint, you and the plaintiff live together with your son and her two children.
Yes, I let her and her two kids move in with me and my son.
Go ahead.
I take care of my son. Okay, on that day, but this has been going
on. So she moved into your house?
Yes, I let her move in
and
to my place.
Listen to me. I don't want you to speak. Go ahead.
I let her move into my place, Your Honor.
Just tell me what happened on February 26th.
Okay. My son came in the kitchen and said, Dad, can I use your bathroom? I mean, he's 12 years old, Your Honor. Maybe he might have said it out of, you know, not knowing that it's all of our restrooms, but he said that. Because he said that statement, it made Shanika mad, which everything my son do makes her mad.
That's false, Your Honor.
Did you understand? One more word, I might have been going to hear the rest of your complaint. You're gone. You will get your money for your furniture, and I'm not even going to hear the rest of the case about your accusation that he filed a false restraining order. Are we crystal clear on that?
Yes.
Crystal.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, so it's been going on since the second, third month she moved in with me, Your Honor.
February 26th.
February the 26th. My son said that, can he use my restroom? She got upset. She started yelling and cursing at him, which I asked her numerous...
What did she say?
This ain't your dad's restroom. This is everybody's restroom. Why you keep on... You make me... You think you running everything, and I'm just sick of you and your dad. And I walked over to her, and I said, Shanika, please, I asked you not to do that to my son. Don't curse at him like that. He made a mistake and said, the restroom, what freaking big deal? Why you got to do that? And then I walked away from her, and she came screaming in my ear, oh, I'm so sick of you. You're not a man. You don't take care of your son. You let him do whatever. You let him run over you. I put my hand up. She was, like, literally bombing my eardrum. It was ringing. She was that close to my ear. I put my hand up like this. She's saying that when I put my hand up like this, it hit her nose. I didn't even recognize that, but I put my hand up to just give me some space, back up, leave me alone. Once I did that, Your Honor, she just hit me 3 times in my face. Boom, boom, boom. I pushed her off of me. I left. Went to my friend's house because I'm really upset. My son's screaming, Dad, please don't leave me. I said, son, go to the neighbors. I'm leaving. Because when I pushed her, Your Honor, she said, well, I'm calling the police. I'm like, no problem. I left, went to my friend's house. I called the police, Your Honor, told them what happened. They said, go back to the house, sir. We'll meet you there in a few minutes. I went back to the house. Shanika wasn't there. She was gone.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I'm telling you, nobody controls you. You have no fear. You certainly have no fear of me. And if you were smart, you would.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Shanika Marks is suing her ex-boyfriend, Caleb Jackson,
for the value of furniture they purchased together. Shanika says Caleb kept the furniture when they broke up.
Okay. Tell me your version of what happened on February 26th.
Okay. On February 26th, we got into a verbal altercation
about
over
what?
His son. His son is 12 years
old. No. Don't tell me what he is.
Okay.
Just tell me what happened on
February
26th.
Okay, we got into
26th.
A verbal altercation.
About what?
About his son not listening to me.
No,
that's
being not defined. How it started. It started over the bathroom.
Yeah, it started over the bathroom.
Then just tell me what happened.
Okay, his son said, "Dad, can I use your bathroom?" We only have one bathroom in question, so we all use the same bathroom.
Fine. So
I told his son, "Kareem, why would you say this is your dad's bathroom? This is everybody's bathroom. We all use the same bathroom. Why would you have to ask your dad to use your bathroom?" No one was in the bathroom. So his son was just doing what a 12-year-old does. He got very irate with me. He got very aggressive with me. He started yelling, "Don't talk to my son." He didn't want me to have any interaction control over disciplining his son. That was the whole thing.
Absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely
we
correct.
We live in the same...
I don't care.
We live in the same
I
household.
I
pay the bills just as
I
much as
care.
He do.
What
but he
have...
can discipline my children, but I can't discipline his
son. I didn't
son.
Say he should discipline your children.
We live
I don't
on...
think he should discipline your children at all. He's not their stepfather. He's not their father. He shouldn't discipline your children
yeah,
at
but
all.
Yeah, but he's very controlling. He's 18 years older than me, and he thinks he's like
I
my father.
I want to tell you something, my dear. Nobody controls you.
That he acts like
you've
he's
been
my
in,
father.
No. You've been in this courtroom maybe 8 minutes, and I'm telling you, nobody controls you. You have no fear. You have no fear of being in a new surrounding, because unless you have some sort of reality program, this is a new surrounding for you. You certainly have no fear of me, and if you were smart, you would. But no fear.
That is
no
true,
fear.
Your Honor.
So this man is not controlling you. And I'm telling
well,
you.
Well, he tries to control.
Do you understand? You just tried to shout over me. Mm-hmm. So what I'm telling you is I don't buy the shrinking violet act that somebody is trying to control you. What I'm telling you is you have no business disciplining his 12-year-old son. You're not his mother. You're not his stepmother. You have no business doing that. You're his father's girlfriend who's living in his home. So you have no business disciplining him. Now, after you got into this altercation with him, tell me what happened.
After we were yelling back and forth at each other, I was yelling at Caleb. Caleb got his right hand and he shoved my face. He shoved my face.
And then what did you do?
And then I pushed past him to push him. And then he grabbed me and he threw me up against the wall. Like he stated before, I did say I was going to call the police, but I didn't because I didn't. I want him to go to jail.
Just a second. Did you hit him?
No, I did not.
Don't believe it. Don't believe it.
If I hit him, okay, I've never been violent in my life. I've never been to jail. I'm a nursing student. I have two children, Your Honor. Why would I just plainly, I've been living with him for a whole year. Why would just all of a sudden just hit him?
I think that you became violent with each other. I think you each put your hands on each other. I think he mushed your face, and I think you punched him in the face, and I think you both got out of control. And you went and you cooled off because you said, "I'm calling the police." And then you said, "I'm not going to call the police." And he says, "You know, I know what happens when a woman calls the police on a domestic violence complaint. They're going to put me out of my own house. So I'm going to call the police." She says she's going to call the police. I'm going to hopefully get there first, because no matter whose house it is, she moved into my house with her kids, but they're going to put me out and I'm not going to have no place to go with my son. That's exactly what happened. You don't stay in this business for 40 years without being able to write the script. It's all happened before, madam.
Yeah.
You got violent with each other. He just got the 911 before you did. He owes you $1,041 for the furniture. That's all. Thank you.
Parties are excused. They step out.
He has always been controlling. He thinks he's someone's father.
I'm just glad that it's over. My son has peace. I have peace.
I really don't have anything to say to him. He can go his way. I go my way.
I will move on. I will be a better person.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Fewen versus Hastings Hauser. Step forward.
Nicole Fewen is suing her ex-boyfriend, Corey Hauser, and his sister, Christina Hastings, for a loan to pay Christina's property taxes.
You're Miss Fewen?
I am.
You're Hastings?
Yes.
Miss Hastings, why did you need money?
My brother asked her for the money to get a tag.
I didn't ask. I said, why did you
to get
need
a tag
money?
To get a tag on my car.
When had you purchased the car?
Probably about 20 days before then.
And what did you have to do in order to tag your car?
I had to pay the taxes on my house and then tag the vehicle.
So first you had to pay the taxes on your house?
Yes.
And how much were the taxes on your house?
I think they were about $900.
And how much were the tags for the vehicle?
I think they were right around $200. I don't have the exact amount.
Right around $200?
Right.
And who do you live with?
I own my home. I live with myself. My brother lives with me.
Who else lives there?
My children.
How many?
Three.
What would happen if you didn't pay the taxes on your house?
I wouldn't have tagged the car.
So you needed to do both?
Right.
And you didn't have the money?
Right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
That was my mistake, Your Honor.
It was big deal, your mistake.
Yes, it was.
It was a big deal, your mistake.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Nicole Fewin says ex-boyfriend Corey Hauser and his sister, Christina Hastings, borrowed $1,200 to pay Christina's property taxes. The defendants claim they only borrowed $200.
Okay, so you're Hauser.
Yes, Your Honor.
So when your sister, and this is a house where you live as well,
yes,
said, I don't have money to pay taxes, and I don't have money to tag my car, what did you do?
I told her I would see what I could do to try and get the money.
And what did you do to see what you could do?
I asked my friend and I asked my girlfriend if we could borrow the money.
What was the name of the friend that you asked if you could borrow the money?
His name's Jason.
What did Jason say?
He hadn't gotten back to me yet. He was working, and so I asked her.
So he didn't answer you?
Not right away. Right.
Did he ultimately answer you?
Yes.
And did he lend you any money?
Yes, he did.
How much?
He loaned me $1,000.
When did he give you $1,000? Date?
Around the 6th, I believe.
I would know when somebody gave me $1,000.
Around May 6th.
Jason hadn't gotten back to you, so you called your girlfriend. And what did you say to her?
I texted her and asked her if what her stipulations would be for loaning somebody $1,200.
And what did she say?
She said they would have to pay me back by a certain time.
And what did you say?
I said, okay, well, here's the situation. We need this money to pay the taxes and tags on the car and everything. Is there any way that we could borrow the money from you?
And what did she say?
She said, yeah, I guess that's fine. Would you like to meet me for lunch and we can go to the bank and do what we need to do there?
And?
We went to meet her. While in transit to go meet her, I got a phone call from my buddy Jason, and he told me that he would loan me the money.
And that was on the same date, on May 6th?
Yes.
So what happened?
We go to meet her for lunch, and I told her when we got there that we only needed to borrow about $200 because he had loaned me money. And
well, you hadn't picked it up from him yet.
I hadn't picked it up from him yet, no. She said, that's fine, however you want to do it. We don't have to go to the bank. She had $200 cash on her. She gave us the cash, and we started to make payments. So anyways, we made an arrangement to where we would be able to make the payments back to her on installments because we didn't have it all at one time. And she said, that's fine.
She happened to have the $200 with her?
Cash on her, yes.
So you didn't have to go to the bank?
Right.
Great.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Can I see your bank statement?
Yes, Your Honor. I do believe it's page 5 or 6.
By the way, what time did you go for lunch?
I don't remember the time. It was somewhere between 12 and noon.
Think about it.
It was somewhere between 12 and 2.
That you had lunch with her?
Yes.
This was in March. This was in March.
Mm-hmm.
Not May. March. Now, I would like to see when you got your car tagged.
I don't have that with me.
Then you had to pay your taxes
on... It
was in March.
Yes.
Are you chewing gum?
Yes, sorry.
Get rid of it. Well, she had her car tagged in March, and she paid her taxes in March. What value was it for your friend Jason to give you $1,000 in May?
That was my mistake, Your Honor.
It was big deal, your mistake.
Yes, it was.
It was a big deal, your mistake.
Uh-huh.
You owe $1,200. Judgment for the plaintiff. That's all.
Please excuse. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. An unemployed wife.
I couldn't see a man lose his house.
And the neighbor she hardly knew.
How much money did you take from her?
$2,000 over a period of time.
Next Judge Judy.
She's a lying little... Yeah, she knows what she did.
She's crazy. She's psycho.
They're lying, and they know they're lying.
She kept claiming to be pregnant.
He's trying to use this whole I thought I was pregnant thing when I specifically told both of them I was not pregnant.
Definitely creepy, and that's why we're not together anymore.
What else do they have to go on? They know they're wrong and that they have to make me look bad.